29th of November 2012, and another AudioMo AudioBoo about broadband here in Ireland. Now, we're nearing the end of our journey, if only because there are 2 days left in AudioMo month. So I've got quite a lot to cover, so I'm going to do it as rapidly as I possibly can. So I have in front of me the National Broadband Plan, and in my previous AudioBoo, I went through the introduction. And the whole plan kind of, I suppose, winds me up because it has that inequality built in. And if you've listened to any of the previous episodes in this, you'll know that the plan foresees providing unequal broadband download speeds across the nation. Around Dublin, around the bigger cities, it's going to be 100 to 150 megabits per second. Elsewhere in the country, it's going to be less than that. So they're building into the plan as their goal inequality. The other thing that strikes me about the plan is that it's a little bit self-congratulatory already, without having achieved anything. Because one of the highlighted pieces of text, for instance, is this. This plan provides for a greater level of ambition than that set out in the Digital Agenda for Europe, with at least 30 megabits per second connectivity being available to all citizens well ahead of the target, and a substantial proportion of the country being able to access considerably higher speeds. Now, as far as I can make out from the plan, by 2015, about 50% of the population will have access to the higher speeds of 70 to 100 megabits per second download. Some people will even have access to 150 megabits per second download. Then by 2018, so 3 years later, it's envisaged by the plan that, and let me just find it here so I can read it out, that 40 megabits per second, possibly faster, will be available to a further 20% of the population. Now, when the rest of the population is going to get its minimum of 30 megabits per second, I don't see that in the plan. Maybe I've missed it, but it's certainly not a headline item in the plan. It does so, though, say that 30 megabits per second will be available by 2020, and it says well ahead of plan. How far ahead of plan, it doesn't actually say. Okay, so that's one aspect of the plan that it doesn't sit well with me. It's a little bit boastful of something that it hasn't actually achieved. Being boastful of something you hope to achieve, I think, is a dangerous thing. So saying that, hey, you know, our plan is better because we hope, we envisage to achieve a higher aim than somebody else's plan, is, I think, a bit of a dangerous tactic. And it smacks to me a little bit of politics, of politicking, of posturing, if you see what I mean. Anyway, let's move on. Something else in the National Broadband Plan that caught my attention was the fact that the government does recognise the need for broadband accessibility to everybody, particularly business. And it highlights that actually at the moment, I mean, according to the plan itself, high-speed applications, let me just find the relevant piece of text here as well, just so that I can read it and not make any errors. Here we go. Increased demand for high-speed applications will in turn support for demand for high-speed broadband, although it is noted that most high-speed applications currently require download speeds of 50 megabits per second to 20 megabits per second. So the government, in its plan, has already noted that there is a requirement for 15 megabits to 20 megabits per second download speeds. But then if you look at the proportion of people with internet connections, broadband subscriptions, who have that 15 to 20 megabits per second download, well, you won't find that in the National Broadband Plan, for a start. It does have a graph, but the graph only has four segments in it, and the highest segment is equal or more than 10 megabits per second. So that swathe of subscriptions, we're not sure how many of those, what proportion of that swathe actually have this 15 to 20 megabits per second download speed that the government has already identified as being required. What I can tell you is, looking at the graph, the people in that swathe, in that sector, who have that 10 or more megabits per second download speed is actually quite low. It's probably, and again, I'm guessing because the graph isn't thoroughly easily readable. I mean, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not easily readable, but I reckon we're looking at 5% of business connections have 10 or higher megabits per second download, and around 21, maybe 22% of residential connections that have broadband subscriptions. The vast majority of both businesses and residential connections are in the 2 megabits per second to 9.99 megabits per second range, and that's actually a huge range. I actually think that's too broad a range almost. I mean, it doesn't surprise me that most people are clustered in there. But even then, that's well below the 15 to 20 megabits per second that the government has identified as being required for some applications. I have news. I emailed all four leading political parties in Ireland with questions about the National Broadband Plan, specifically asking for feedback on the issue of the inequality that the plan intends to bring to regions throughout Ireland, and contrasting it, say, with Finland that has committed to bringing 100 megabits per second download speeds to everyone in Finland, or at least within 2 kilometres of every home in Finland, including those in the Arctic Circle. And I have emailed directly of three of those political parties, Labour, Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil, the Seanad and the Dáil representatives, the spokespeople on communications. So if you're listening to this from outside Ireland, that's the upper and the lower houses. I have had one response. However, it is a response from the Minister of Communications himself. Pat Rabbitt has replied to me, or replied to my email. Now, most of the email just recaps the plan, just is a rehash of the National Broadband Plan. Now, I'll put the email in its entirety up on the digitalstoryteller.net so you can read it, and you'll see that it really doesn't say anything more than the National Broadband Plan. However, there is one very interesting paragraph in it which is quite revealing, and it reads as follows. It, and this is the plan, the National Broadband Plan, does not envisage the establishment of uniform speeds, we know that already, but rather seeks to achieve a step change in the level of services available throughout the country by accelerating private sector investment through a range of actions by public stakeholders, and particularly with regard to rural areas where the state expects to co-invest with the private sector in areas where the commercial case for infrastructure investment does not exist. And it's the initial part of that that's quite interesting, because it's the bit where it says seeks to achieve a step change in the level of services available. And it's almost admitting that the minister recognises it as a stopgap measure, as an interim measure, as a first step, and also as not being adequate, really. This is how I'm reading it. To my mind, saying that it seeks to achieve a step change rather than it seeks to achieve the ambitions that Finland have. Now, bearing in mind that this is a national broadband plan that has already puffed its chest out proudly saying it is going to achieve more than the EU's own guidelines or own goals. It's a little bit disappointing then that it's watered down a little bit in the email where it says, well, it's actually only a step change. It's almost an interim measure. And it certainly doesn't match the ambition of Finland to give everybody 100 megabits per second download speed. Anyway, you can read the response for yourself on the digitalstoryteller.net, and you can make up your own mind. You can read that, and there will also, I think, in it be a link to the National Broadband Plan itself. Now, I have to say that I have to credit the minister for replying. I mean, it's okay. He has, as a friend pointed out to me, he has a whole swathe of civil servants who he can ask to cut and paste a response to, and it has a feel of that about it. But nevertheless, the minister has engaged on this topic. So that's where we stand at the moment with the National Broadband Plan. That's where we stand at the moment with the engagement that I've had with politicians. I'm going to leave the topic alone now in terms of what the National Broadband Plan says itself. I'll have a link so you can download it from the blog and you can see the minister's response. The last audio booze that I'm going to do, I will do tomorrow, and they are a series of audio recordings that of conversations I had with somebody who's engaged with me on this topic of broadband in Ireland, Bernie Goldbach, because Bernie he's actually adopted a particularly interesting solution to his own broadband needs. And, well, you'll hear about that in either one long audio boo or in a series of short audio boos tomorrow. Anyway, I've gone on long enough, so I'm going to finish this audio boo and say thank you to you for taking the time to listen. Please join me tomorrow and we'll do a wrap-up and we'll hear what Bernie has to say on a number of things. Thanks again. Bye. Sorry, you thought you were rid of me, weren't you? I just had an additional thought. I'd had it before I'd even started recording the original part of this audio boo, and it popped out of my head while I was talking. You might wonder why I harp on about the 30 megabits per second and why that wouldn't be enough. I have a concern. I mean, we're rolling this out now, and it's envisaged that by 2018... 2020, round about then, that everybody in Europe would have 30 megabits per second. But if already we're experiencing applications that need 15 to 20 megabits per second download speeds, I think that in 6 to 8 years' time, the world will have moved on. And that aiming for 30 megabits per second isn't anything to be proud of. That actually that might be too low, that it's not going to provide us with what we need, that technology will have outpaced almost the implementation of 30 megabits per second, which is what some people in Ireland are going to be left with. So I wonder that by enshrining this inequality in the National Broadband Plan, whether that doesn't already condemn people in certain parts of Ireland to be behind the times in 2020, when it's envisaged that they will have this 30 megabits per second, it's almost as if they're going to be handicapped from the outset, now, 8 years before they're even going to get this service. Anyway, that's just an additional addendum. Thanks again for listening.